Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more day of yours truly. Wayne is still down there in Mar-a-Lago, and he'll be flying back to Vegas anytime. And he'll be back in the big seat tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Again, around the hailstorms that plagued him yesterday, but he's all right, and that's a good thing. Again, across the entire country, wherever you might be, again, I wish you guys the best, and hopefully you guys have been listening to the USA Radio Network all day and every day, and I'm glad that you're with us tonight. I do have a great show in store for you, man. I have been trying to secure this one specific guest, and we finally got him tonight. Again, he's an author and a scholar. Thomas Kranewitter will join us in the second hour towards the bottom, and this guy is about as good as it gets. So I don't know how long we'll keep him on. We'll keep him on for as long as he's willing to stay on, but I think you're going to enjoy that. And again, like I said, he is a scholar and a professor and a teacher, so we'll chat about what's going on around America and general stuff with him. Coming up before that, the Heritage Foundation's Giancarlo Canaparo, Tony D'Angelo from my own home state here, my own morning show. Michael Letts, who is a former police officer, has the sad story of actually shooting a young boy who ended up pointing a gun at him, and his story is coming up at you guys during the third hour. And then our friends from the Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services, Craig and Thor, will join us, talk about a new event that they've got going on, again, all for veterans. So we'll do that tonight as, again, we embark on a big Tuesday afternoon slash evening, depending upon where you're listening. I wanted to go in a different direction. Well, I want to do one thing first. I was watching some of the Supreme Court nominee hearings today, and God, the senators just love to hear themselves talk. And I know I've talked about my own United States Senator often, Dick Blumenthal. Blumenthal got in front of the cameras today and does what Blumenthal normally does, which is talk about himself. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, is this for real? Here's a guy who's supposed to be asking questions of the potential Supreme Court justice, and instead he's telling everybody about how he was instrumental in this, that, or the other, and he argued cases before the Supreme Court, and he this and he that. I mean, I'm just over these guys and gals. I mean, they're so egocentric. They're so self-absorbed. And I told you, I will bet paycheck to paycheck against Dick Blumenthal that he can't come within $2 of what a gallon of milk costs. My paycheck against yours, right now, on the table. That goes for half of the other members of the United States Senate. And speaking of money, I didn't want to talk necessarily about Ukraine right off the bat. I wanted to talk about something else tonight. I wanted to talk about capitalism and how capitalism is superior to every other ism as it pertains to money-making around the globe. So capitalism, there is really no alternative to capitalism. Human beings are motivated by self-interest. It's that simple. The human mind is the ultimate source of wealth and creativity. That's where productive ideas come from. Ingenuity, brilliance comes from the human mind. We can create when we're given the freedom to do so. Everyone has the incentive to build, to create, to better their own life under capitalism. Capitalism promotes freedom. It's the only system which protects individual rights, freedoms, and that includes property rights. The most basic freedom is the freedom to make choices. Capitalism promotes choice. It promotes the ability of people to decide what they want to do, what they want to buy, how much they want to buy, where they want to live, how they want to work, if they want to work. That's capitalism. The removal of simple choices reduces freedom. The removal of all choices is slavery. True capitalism is absolute freedom. I make, I create something. I set the value for that something. You can buy it, you cannot buy it. It's up to you. It's simple. It's logical. Those who build a better mousetrap become more successful. This is not rocket science. Capitalism promotes equality, not equity, equality. Equality of the opportunity, that's the anthem, that's the backbone of capitalism. People will never be wholly equal, right? Some people are smarter than other folks. Some people are better looking than other people. Some people are physically stronger. You make your way in this life with the gifts that God gave you, period. Capitalism rewards those who have built or become something more than maybe what their exterior gives them. People can change their income through their own efforts. If you're lazy, the chances are you're not going to make tens of millions of dollars. Maybe you're lucky and lazy and you get it. But lazy people, yeah, it's sort of like the tide in and out, and you know, wherever the wind blows, that's where they go. But if you're nose to the grindstone with a great idea and a great work ethic, you can make whatever you want. Capitalism is simple. Freedom to choose with respect to consumption, production. Think about that. During in capitalism, I don't tell you what to buy, what not to buy. It's up to you. If you don't want to buy my product, don't. If you want 10 of them, buy 10. I'm not telling you. I'm not holding a gun to your head. Poverty, by the way, is a natural state of humans. You realize that. It's only been in the last 100 years that, or a little more than that, we've actually overcome brutal poverty. Like living in absolute squalor, living literally day to day, hand to mouth. It's only been since the late 1800s, even probably less than that. So that's where sort of we want to revert to. Only capitalism can lift the masses. The world has become more prosperous again in the last 100 years than any time in history. Life is so much easier now. Think about this. How much your life is easier today than it was maybe even 30 years ago. Maybe more stressful today. But just the ease, internet action, just students. We used to have encyclopedias. Now you Google it. End of story. I mean, that's just one of many things. There's so many other things that technology and brilliance has sort of attributed to making your life easier. Mortal enemies of capitalism are socialism, communism, fascism, Nazism, absolute monarchies, military dictatorships, theocracies, or welfare states. Those are the mortal enemies of capitalism. Capitalism is the type of economic system in which trade and industry are driven by private owners and the individual rather than the government. When the government gets involved, it mucks everything up. You know, it's worth noting that before the government created the welfare state, the poor, by the way, were taken care of through mutual aid. Right? Mutual aid societies got together and they raised money or they got clothes or food and they gave it to folks who were, let's say, quote unquote, less fortunate. And that's how it was fixed. Nowadays, right, if you're lazy, if you're a lazy slob and you don't really want to work, you don't have to. You can do fine. Laying on the couch all day. You might not have a yacht. You might not have a mansion. You might not have a fancy Cadillac, but you're not going to starve. America won't let you starve. No. We've now become the nanny state. We make sure that everybody has a certain minimum of everything. Now, I don't want anybody to starve. I don't want anybody to be hungry. I don't want anybody to be outside in the cold. I don't want anybody to have that. But I also don't want to have you take from me to give to somebody who is lazy. That's not acceptable to me. If you're somebody who has a mental deficiency or physical defect or something where you can't work, or maybe you've got to a certain age and you're older, and I don't have a problem taking care of those folks. That's what human beings, that's human nature. And that's actually what capitalism does. Capitalism actually promotes charity. We're the most charitable country on the planet. Why? Because we have the most wealth. Why? Because we're capitalists. Right? Nobody in, again, Nicaragua, they're not digging in their pockets giving money to charities. No, they're eating zoo animals in El Salvador. That's what's happening in other parts of the world. So when people knock capitalism or don't understand it, these are the words I say. You just don't get it. If you haven't lived in a different country, you don't get it. I have. Right? This is still the greatest country in the history of the world, at least in recorded history. And we're amazing. All right. Music is playing. It's the bottom of the hour. We will talk to our friend from the Heritage Foundation. Top of the hour, Tony D. 7:35. Our special guest tonight, Thomas Kranowitz, will join us. You're going to love that guy, so I hope you're around for that. All of that coming up here on the great radio station. And a little bit later on, we'll chat with Michael Letts and Thor and Craig from VetsDT.org. All right, let me take our first break. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network.
John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, way down the roots. Welcome back to the Roots on Fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated, and because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of intercellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the intercellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, surrounds your organs, and you don't see it, and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of. It's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, guys, welcome back. Again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, all these great radio stations across the entire country, as I always imagine some of you guys out there in California sitting in Vegas traffic, in New York, out in Long Island, here in Connecticut, everywhere in between. I thank you all for joining us. Wayne will be back tomorrow right here at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I was talking before the break about capitalism, and just really quick, I'll wrap this up, and we'll move on to something else, but basically, what is the role of government in a capitalist society? So progressives want
the biggest government, the biggest, most clumsy government that they can possibly create. And that's, you know, where kind of we are today. In a perfect world, though, and even my anarchist buddies would agree with me on this one. In a perfect world, the role of government would be nearly non-existent. Now, I usually hate to make sports analogies, but because, you know, kind of typecast me, but the government should be like umpires in a baseball game. Make sure everyone is playing fairly and not bending or breaking rules. And just make sure people aren't screwing each other over illegally. That's sort of the government. And, of course, build the military and infrastructure. Other than that, really, that's it. Like, there's no reason for the thick layers of bureaucracy that we have to deal with on a regular basis. I mean, think about how much money we spend on middle management nothing jobs that this government has created to feather its own nest. It's, I mean, if you think about it, all the different levels, it's mind-boggling. The millions and millions of people that work for the United States government. And again, a progressive will say that, well, if you got rid of those, all of the jobs would disappear. So all those people would be out of work. But they're jobs that are created to perform a task that's not needed. So they could do something else. So all those layers, you think about all these different, again, agencies created for maybe one small purpose that could be, it's frustrating when you think about it big picture wise. But the government really, if we could start over again, like if we started over tomorrow, do you think that we'd start over with what we have like now? No, of course not. We'd start over with a much smaller skeleton shell of this. Now, there are some things that people like. Like, there are some progressive things that people like. They like Social Security. And they bought into it. I think they would like a health care plan that was similar. I do think that they would like it. I don't know if they would like the service in the end. But I think that they would like to be able to go to their doctor and not have to pay anything. I do think that there's something to that. I think people like the idea that they, at a certain age, get to withdraw money, and that's sort of like a safety net. So, again, there are some progressive ideals that Americans have accepted and have become our way of life. But, I mean, truly, the two things I just mentioned are absolutely socialist in nature, no question about it. All right, we'll talk. I think we're going to talk about Joe Biden next with our friend from the Heritage Foundation. So that, and I think a little bit about his economic policies and where we stand with that and inflation and all of that good stuff. Giancarlo Canaparo will join us after the bottom of the hour, again from the Heritage Foundation. I wouldn't go anywhere. We're just hanging out, just getting going. Keep it right here, again, on the great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday marks day two of Senate confirmation hearings for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions her view of critical race theory, which he says is taught in a private Washington school where she serves as a board member.
It is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
A chief spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't ruling out the country's use of nuclear weapons. Speaking to CNN, the spokesman saying an existential threat to Russia could cause it to use nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah.
New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and as you just heard, Wayne is off tonight. He's actually off. He's been off for the past week, I guess. So I've been filling in each and every night. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. What we do have is a lot of great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and we're bringing on another one. Giancarlo Canaparo is joining us. Giancarlo, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I read your piece again about Biden throttling the U.S. energy production when we need it the most. Tell me a little bit about this. Talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So Biden is trying to blame the spiking oil prices on Russia and the Russia ban. But the truth is that Biden has done just about everything he could from day one to throttle U.S. energy production. Prices were on the rise long before he banned Russia, and they were going to rise whether he banned Russian oil or not. And so two things he did was he cut off a congressionally mandated program to drill in Alaska, and he cut off all public drilling and excavation projects on federal land and in federal waters. He did this in his first week of office. Now, if he was smart, he would have started planning to increase American production, because if he was smart at all, he would have predicted that there was a very real possibility of some sort of shenanigans with Russia. He made a big deal of that during his campaign, so he should have known that something like this was going to happen and should have started prepping the American energy industry for this shock. Instead, he did everything he could to cut off American domestic oil supply. Besides cutting off all public lands and Alaskan oil excavation, he's also made it almost impossible for oil and gas drillers to get financing. Just today, his Securities and Exchange Commissioners passed the law, or passed the regulation, that requires all energy companies to show how their business is going to increase climate risk, which imposes enormous regulatory compliance costs on everyone from oil drillers to power plants to you name it. And at the same time, he's going hat in hand to Venezuela, Iran and Saudi Arabia, and trying to get them to do what he won't do for the United States.
And see, that's the part that really bothers me. You know, there's a lot of this bothers me, but that really bothers me. The idea that we're going to shut down the oil producing companies and certain swaths of land here in this country, but then we're going to go beg for these other nations to produce more. It makes no sense. First of all, if they're claiming they want to go green, that makes sense, right? So you're going
right.
to embolden people who are enemies to a certain extent and give them the power of the purse and give them more money to continue to create this oil dependency. There's no logic to it.
No, none whatsoever. And meanwhile, there are plenty of Americans who are ready, willing, and able to take energy jobs, move to Alaska for a good job that will increase America's own energy independence and our output.
Right.
But no, he'd much rather give money to the dictator in Venezuela because he just cannot bring himself to buck his own climate environmental activists.
We're talking again to Giancarlo Canaparo from the Heritage Foundation. He is, again, a legal fellow over there. So what is it with I hear more about these permits, too. He's not giving companies permits. What is? I don't understand. Explain that to us, if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So Biden is going to tell you, oh, we got 9,000 permits out there that people can use. So if you want to drill on public lands or, well, anywhere, frankly, for oil and natural gas, you need not just one, but many, many permits. And every one of these permits gets you over one of the thousands of regulatory hurdles that you have to cross in order to drill. So if you want a permit to drill, say, in Alaska, you're going to need hundreds of these to get a decent-sized claim, right? Meanwhile, though, but every permit is also a bet. It costs a ton of money to get a permit, and you need to have confidence that after you get all the permits in order that you need to start excavating, that the government isn't going to pull them out from under you. So one of the problems is not only that Biden has slow-walked the number of permits, he has cut off huge portions of land to any kind of permits. He has slow-walked the permit application process. He's not giving these people enough permits, and at the same time, nobody trusts that after they get the permit, he isn't going to do the same thing he did on his first day of office and then suddenly just cut off all the drilling. And then you add to that the fact that the Securities and Exchange Commission has just upped the cost and the difficulty in getting financing for these excavations. It means it is just incredibly difficult in America to start a drilling operation, even though in Alaska alone there are estimates of just billions of barrels of gas and trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. But it's just inaccessible because Biden has put it all behind a wall of bureaucratic red tape.
So we saw the prices of oil and gas going up, obviously skyrocketing, and depending upon where you lived, here in the East Coast, at least in Connecticut, we saw it got like the 420 almost immediately, and then it went down a little bit. Then now, again, like today, it spiked back up again, up and down, up and down. I can't imagine that the fluctuation is that severe from day to day. Do you think a lot of these gas station folks are just gouging their people? Because the gas that's in the ground, that doesn't change price. These people are changing the price of gas almost hourly.
Actually, what affects the price of gas is the expectation of future risk. So the gas in the ground doesn't change, but whether or not they're going to have to pay at a wholesale price of, say, $4 a gallon tomorrow or $7 a gallon tomorrow is a risk that the owners of gas stations have to account for. And right now, the real problem is nobody knows really just what the price of gas is going to be tomorrow because we don't know where the supply is coming from or how much is going to be available even tomorrow, much less a month from now or 6 months from now or a year from now when the giant tanks in the ground have to be refilled.
Right.
So it's mostly coming from volatility.
Where do you think we're going to be with all this, let's say, Election Day? What do you think? I mean, I know that the Dems are going to do everything they can to try to at least tamp down the price of energy until then, because that's obviously a sticking point for a lot of these legislators who are running for office.
Right.
But, I mean, do you see gas prices here in this country going above the average of $5 a gallon by the time this thing is all done?
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to cut through the political spin. You know, everybody's got an agenda. But there's, you know, economists working on this in other countries who are free from the political biases that we have here in this debate and who are, you know, more knowledgeable than I do. And what they've looked at in their research, they've decided that inflation is probably going to keep rising. Gas prices are probably going to keep rising, maybe for several years. I saw one statistic, one economist estimated that average gas prices might reach, I almost hesitate to say this, it sounds so outrageous, but $10 a gallon.
Wow.
And this is a guy who's not, you know, a biased participant in American politics, and he's, you know, smarter than me about economic issues. So, it would be astonishing to me, but I don't think anybody really thinks that this is going to get better before it gets worse.
I can't imagine the economy completely shutting down at $10 a gallon. I just don't. How could we possibly? So, I mean, right now it seems like the price of goods just because of the combination of inflation and energy costs have almost doubled in a lot of cases, right?
Right. And one of the problems that Biden did was he didn't plan ahead. Even if Biden opened up American energy today, you'd have a small effect on price because people would realize, oh, American energy is open for business. That's great. Things are going the right direction. But it's going to take years before there's really production up and running that's going to replace the supply that we've lost and really drive prices down. If Biden hadn't cut off American drilling a year ago, we'd be well on our way to replacing the lost supply. But unfortunately, even if he opened up everything today, that means everybody has to start from ground zero and start getting these operations up and running. It would be just too late. I mean, he should. Don't get me wrong. He should, because increasing supply is the only way that we're really going to fix this problem.
Right.
But Biden is just not going to increase supply.
His name is Giancarlo Canaparo, Heritage Foundation. Where can folks find more about you?
HeritageFoundation.org. Search for my name, and I write a lot at the Daily Signal.
All right, my friend. I appreciate the time tonight, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.
You got it. A lot of great folks over at the Heritage Foundation. Enjoy talking to them, guys. Common sense approach to a lot of this stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Top of the hour, my good friend Tony D'Angelo will join me. In a little bit less than an hour, we'll talk to a brand-new superstar. You're going to love this guy, Mr. Karanowicz. Stick around. We'll right back. Hang on.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The show. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Every single day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed. You know, whether it's at gunpoint or knife point or just people walking in with no guns, no knives, looking intimidating, looking like thugs, looking like homeless bums who would kill you and have nothing to lose, and they steal everything in your store. And the police won't even come anymore. And it's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable using a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business. And get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. They know you're a fan of Wayne Root. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
Thank you, Wayne. He'll be back tomorrow, live and in person, in the flesh, if you will. Again, rocking and rolling out of his home studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm having one of these days. You guys ever have one of these days when literally, like, you know what you want to say, and you put it in your brain, and it's ready to be fired away next, and then as soon as you want to go to it, it's gone. Like, if I'm not writing stuff down today, it's gone. Like, I cannot keep 2 things at the same time in my head. I'm just having one of these senior moment days. But, I'd like to let you in on a breaking news story. Just came across the wire. Very sad. So Hillary Rodham Clinton, multiple sources are confirming the report that Hillary Rodham Clinton has COVID-19. And I heard today that Jen Psaki also has COVID-19. Again. And those of you who are conspiracy theorists might want me to play a little background music of chicka-pow-pow. Maybe those guys are hanging out together somewhere. Jen Psaki and Hillary Clinton. Very possible. Not impossible. Not impossible. You never know. All right, so listen, a federal judge rules Biden's LAX. I was going to say LAX. Because it looked like they were at an airport. Biden's lax deportation policy is, in fact, illegal. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Homeland Security agents broke the law when they, I guess, wrote new rules limiting which illegal immigrants can be arrested and or deported. That, according to a federal judge today, slapping an injunction on ICE that will limit its ability to pick and choose whom to target. Judge Michael Newman's decision is a serious blow to the Biden administration, which from its first days in office had tried to narrow the pool of illegal immigrants, again, make it much more dangerous again for United States citizens here in this country. Of course, they all wanted to abolish ICE. Everybody from Kamala to Joe Biden wants to get rid of ICE. So this is a good thing. I don't know how much it's going to be upheld, whether or not they're going to, you know, go out of their way to do that. But at least this is certainly a step in the right direction. Judge Newman said the Congress was clear in setting out classes of illegal immigrants that it thought should be a mandatory targets. So, listen, if you're a gang member coming across the border, if you're a known criminal coming across the border, you got to go back. Why is this so hard? What are we doing? So we're going to let thugs, thieves, gang members, pedophiles, rapists, murderers into the country? That's good, Biden. That's something that we want. We want somebody living on each block that happens to be a pedophile or a rapist or a murderer. What the hell is wrong with these people? There's no common sense. This is the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I don't get. Let's just let everybody in. Let's open the gates. Who cares where you come from? No vetting process. Come on in. Come on down. And then, of course, we'll give you free health care and we'll make sure that, you know, you don't struggle. So we'll make sure you get a stipend and a nice place to live. You think I'm making that up? What do you think all those black vans transporting people around, flying them around to different spots around the country and then letting them off to assimilate into or potentially assimilate into our society? What do you think was happening there? What do you think, that was an accident? What do you think, it wasn't happening? Of course it was happening. And it's your dollars and your cents that makes no sense and are causing this issue in this country. This is a real problem that hasn't gone away. And, you know, one we've been talking about since day one. It's still there, even though Putin is bombing the hell out of Ukraine and everything that goes along with that. There are still issues here on our soil that are not being tackled by this dopey president. And one of those is immigration. And the other one is, again, inflation, which we were just talking about with our last guest, and the price of gas and all that goes along with that. $10, think about it. If the gas ever got to $10 a gallon, everything that you're paying for right now would double. Can you live paying $8 for a gallon of milk? It's the end of the way we live, if that's the case. It would be the end of it. All right. We got to take a break. Coming up next, our good pal, Tony D'Angelo. He's my Mr. Money on my morning show. We'll chat with him after the top of the hour. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.